The heavily Republican District 4 covers much of Duval, Nassau, and Baker counties. On Tuesday, the seven candidates didn't answer many specific questions, all paint themselves as outsiders, and all expressed at least some support for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Most avoided addressing each other directly, with the exception of former Jacksonville Sheriff John Rutherford, the frontrunner, and businessman and water board appointee Hans Tansler. Rutherford called out Tansler for calling him a liberal.
I was surprised, as I'm sure you were surprised, to read recently that, or see on television that somehow I am opposed to the Second Amendment, that I am opposed to Stand Your Ground, that I support a national registry for firearms, and that I created a sanctuary city in Jacksonville.
A Tansler-sponsored TV ad slams the former sheriff for a hands-off approach to deporting undocumented immigrants and opposing the death penalty. Rutherford calls the ad lies, but Tansler is standing by it.
The suggestion that our former sheriff was liberal was taken from articles from the Times Union in 2006, where he's quoted as giving sanctuary to illegal immigrants. That they should not worry.
That article was written after a few high-profile assaults on the city's Hispanics. Rutherford met with fearful members of the community and implored those who were scared not to seek protection from gangs and instead call police regardless of the residency status. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.